Gary, before we start, just update us on the injuries.
Yes, I think that Cotts is progressing quite nicely. Clayton's progressing really, really well. So I think Robbo's still not been able to do too much. And Kobe Arthur's progressing quite well. So we're hoping that's positive in terms of them coming back. I don't think it's going to mean they're going to come back any quicker. But of course, it's about getting them back at the right times and then staying fit, of course. You know, and that's going to be really important for us. And we've said that, listen, that's, like I said before, the two, Cotts and Clates are two very, very key players for us. You know, there was sort of 15 goals last season, I think, or 24 goals rather, out of, you know, 54. So it's not far off half of our goals gone and assists. So they've been a big miss.
You don't want to really, though, there's a desire to get them back as quick as possible, but to risk losing them for another couple of months, it's not worth it, is it?
Well, that's the problem. I think as a manager, you know, Pete, head physio, comes up every day, Pete Shaw, and every day I'm kind of pushing Pete and say, come on, Pete, can you not get them back a little bit quicker? Come on, take a bit of a gamble. And I think where, you know, that's, like you say, the medical staff then have got to be really strong and just say, look, you know, we want them fit for the rest of the season. And I think every manager will always try to push, but like you say, there's a risk attached, particularly with a timescale that they might come back around Christmas. You know, you wouldn't want them to come back, suddenly play four games in 9 or 10 days and then be out again for 3 months. Yeah, when they're back, we need them to stay back. And if that means we have to be a tiny bit more patient, as much as it pains me to say it, you know, then that's what I have to do.
I suppose really it also means, though, opportunities. Brock Madsen and Ottobor, they've all had that more of an opportunity. And I'm sure that they've been knocking on your door before this. Have they impressed you?
Yeah, they have in different ways. And I think we've always said this, you know, we've always said, with the likes of Viv, with the likes of Brock. Brock's had an earlier chance. Viv perhaps hasn't quite had that chance yet. But until you actually start them for 4 or 5 games, you can't really tell what a player's going to do or how a player's going to react or how they're going to improve or settle down into Championship football. Because it does take a bit of time, as we know. You know, you've seen enough Championship games that it's not an easy league to just come in and be outstanding straight away. And I think they both bring very different attributes, and of course they're both young men. So I think the thing we've always tried to balance off ambition this season with a little bit of development for next season, you know, and I think that's always the case. So certainly whatever they do over the next 4 or 5 games and the rest of the season, I think they'll be much stronger for it next season. And that, I think, in particularly in those two's case, was always really the plan of, you know, an initial period of being in and around the team and then hoping that with that, you know, they then strengthen and get fitter and get more adjusted and to have a bigger impact further down the line for us.
Hard work and determination and all the rest of it. Brock deserves goals for the effort he puts into games.
Yeah, I think he does. And I think, as we know, sometimes you have to really earn that right to score the goals. But he's had opportunities. He's created opportunities for other people. And the one thing we do know that he's got an incredible appetite to work for the team. We saw that when he first came in the first couple of weeks. I think he's settled down a little bit. Appearances, you know, he's improved with each appearance. You know, and I think the issue for us is we knew that we weren't signing him as our number one striker. So I think it was, can he complement what we got? Can he work hard behind the scenes with a little bit of hunger and be patient, you know? And he's had to come in and have an effect, which, as we know, sometimes makes it more difficult to win games when you haven't got all your number one choices out on the pitch. But, you know, he'll be much stronger for it. And I think that's the thing for us. You know, we've always got to balance off a little bit of ambition and where we want to finish this year with a bit of growth and development within the team so that then next year, you know, some players will be even further on again.
No, James Vaughan this week because he was playing Huddersfield and he's ineligible to play against them. So you're back down to really limited resources again.
Yeah, again, you know, it seems to be the way it's worked. And when we signed Vaughan, we kind of knew that would be the situation. So I can't whinge about it or complain about it. But, you know, that was why originally we looked so strongly to get another striker in. But I think in the short term, you know, we've looked at various options. I think certainly, you know, John Terrell with his sort of aerial ability could play up there as a one, I think, and do it in a slightly different way. And that's something we looked at. I think also you look at someone like Greg. Greg's played up there for a number of games in his career. And again, you know, I think could give us an option, you know, with the latter stages of the game with a little bit of height and size and an aerial threat, you know. So again, I think we've got options up there. None of the options are, of course, exactly perfect, but that's the scenario we're in. We said we might end up with a bit of a tough month where we got to really, really work incredibly hard, and we're ready for that, and we're I think we see that as a challenge. I think it's up to, like you say, there's every game's an opportunity for one of the players that perhaps don't start regularly, to put that in our mind that they should be starting regularly.
Huddersfield, though, near the bottom of the table, and you can already hear people thinking, right, this is go on and win it. I've found in the Championship, nothing's ever that easy.
No, well, not for us. I mean, I think at home, sometimes they've been the toughest type of games, because perhaps some of the clubs come with a bit less ambition, and it makes it difficult because there's no space. And as we know, that's been a problem for us. I think what Huddersfield will do, you know, and I've been in some ways, even though they've not won in the three games that the new manager's been in charge, David Wagner, but... You know, they've actually worked incredibly hard in those games, and you can see the work ethic that he's trying to install. You can see that kind of typical German mentality about the way they're trying to press quite high up the pitch, about some of the you know, the philosophies within the three games that they've played. You know, they're excellent against Middlesbrough, and unfortunate to lose a game. So we've got to be aware of that. You know, I think they'll come and do a similar thing here. And we've got to make sure once again that we concentrate on us, and we try to... I don't want to make too much of an issue of it, because I think sometimes your seasons become like that. You have a spell where you can't win at home or away, and if you make an issue, then it becomes a problem. I think all we'll do is we'll turn up again and we'll try our very, very best to win the game, and that might be taking chances. You know, we spoke about it against Charlton. We created more than enough chances to win
two games.
One, if not two games, yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it comes down to that, and that's the hardest part of the game, is sticking it in the onion bag, and we'll obviously look to do that a bit better.
Very often, you know, clinical finishing is the difference, isn't it?
Of course it is, yeah. I mean, I watched Southampton-Liverpool in the week, and you know, I turned off after 20 minutes and looked as though Southampton were in control, or 15 minutes or whatever it was, scored their goal. And then all of a sudden, you know, I watched the highlights later on, and Liverpool have been so clinical with the finishing, and it changes games. And we've seen that away at Fulham. Mm-hmm. We saw that at home against Bristol City. You know, I've watched that game back, and we played okay, but we didn't play that much better than a Charlton game, but yet we scored at the right times. And like you say, in this division, you know, scoring goals is difficult, but you know, it's that timing of those goals that can have such an amazing impact on the game.
How much do you place, you know, on stats and possession? Because last weekend, the top five clubs with possession all lost.
Yeah, I think it's changing a little bit. I think that there's less and less of a ultimate desire to do that. I think Middlesbrough, again, if you can believe the stats, supposedly had 25% possession against Huddersfield at Huddersfield and won 2-0. So, you know, again, I don't know how... I think it depends where you get your stats from and how accurate those stats are. But listen, you know, I know it's very simplistic, but we all know the stat that matters, and that's what the result is at the end of the game. And I think what you do...
Has it ever been different, Gary?
No, it's never been different, Tom. Listen, the game's never been different. You know, the game's not different. If you look at the attacking sense, you've got to create chances. You've got to try and exploit space, however you do that. You've got to try and get balls into dangerous areas, whether that's 10 passes or one pass. You know, it makes no difference in some ways. And defensively, you've got to be tough to play against. So I don't think you could say that's changed from season to season. I think the only difference now is that perhaps... because of the pitches, because of the athleticism, maybe because of the change in formations, that maybe games are a little bit more cagey than they used to be. You know, it's like years gone by, it was 4-4-2 both teams, it was end-to-end, and it was exciting football, wasn't it? You know, and it was like, we'll be better than you, but the game will be open. Now it's a bit cagey, but the game doesn't change ultimately. The basics are still the basics.
Put it in one end, keep it out the other.
There you go, Tom. Yeah, absolutely.
I know this game, don't I?
You do, and the laces, there's no laces in balls anymore.